Welcome back to AI Innovations Unleashed, the only podcast that gives you a full checkup on the world of artificial intelligence in just 5 minutes. I'm your host, Dr. JR, and today we're dissecting two major stories that prove AI world is never boring. And then we'll have some quick news flashes for you. So let's jump right on in. Our first big story is a real showstopper. A federal judge just approved a $1.5 billion settlement between AI company Anthropic and a group of authors and publishers. The claim that nearly 500,000 of their books were used to train Anthropic's chatbots without their permission. This isn't just a big check. It's about the fundamental issue of intellectual property in the age of AI. It's a classic tale of the artist versus the machine. This is an issue that strikes at the heart of creativity. Is it fair for an AI to learn from your work and then compete with you? It's a question that's been on everyone's minds. As tech entrepreneur and CEO of Salesforce, Mark Benioff, said artificial intelligence and generative AI may be the most important technology of any lifetime, but this settlement shows that his important technology is also a legal minefield. It's a wake-up call for every AI company to get its house in order. Next up, we've got some Hollywood drama. The Actors Union, or SAG-AFTRA, and a slew of A-list stars are condemning the creation of Tilly Norwood, an AI-generated actress. Her creators say she's a new paintbrush for filmmakers. The actors say she's a computer program trained on stolen performances, jeopardizing livelihoods, and devaluing human artistry. This story is less about the tech and more about the human element. For a writer like myself, it's a fascinating look into the relationship between performer and program. Can a synthetic character ever truly connect with an audience like a human can? Emily Blunt recently weighed in, telling a Variety podcast, "Good Lord, we're screwed. That is really, really scary." But Alain van der Velden, the CEO of the company that created Tilly, argues that AI is just a new tool like CGI or puppetry. It's a debate that's just getting started. Now, for a few quick updates to keep you in the loop. OpenAI's billion-dollar revenue. OpenAI, the creators of ChatGPT, reported a $4.3 billion, that's with a B, revenue for the first half of 2025. While that sounds a lot, they're still burning through a ton of cash on research and development, showing that the AI race is incredibly expensive. Now, AI for trip planning. We're seeing a wave of new AI tools designed to be your personal travel agent, promising to save you time and money. It's a practical application of AI that's becoming a daily reality for many. And the FDA's new AI tool. The FDA has launched a new AI system called Intact. This tool is designed to fast-track drug approvals and improve food safety monitoring. It's a huge step for AI in public health and regulatory oversight. So what's the big takeaway from all of this? An academic expert and Stanford professor, Dr. Fei-Fei Li, puts it, AI is not just a tool for automation. It's an enabler for augmentation. It's not about machines replacing us, but about them augmenting our abilities, from creative work to public safety. And that's our time for today. You've been briefed. Now go out there and make some human connections. This has been Dr. JR, and you've just received your prescription of AI in 5 minutes.